This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. And you are free to call in and talk live here. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The telephone number, should you wish to make the telephone call, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Also, worth noting is that we have the Discord call-in lines, and these are this is a feature you just don't get out of talk radio very much. But you'll sound so much better if you choose to go to discord.freetalklive.com. There's an app there. Usually, you get it on your phone, and it just makes the sound quality. You'd think it'd just be the same old thing, but really, the problem with your audio isn't your phone. It's not even the cell tower. It's the wires that run in between the cell towers, and those only have a certain amount of capability as far as audio goes, whereas the Discord lines, voice over IP technology, and you'll sound great. Discord.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you brought in a piece of prep that has us all wondering, because everybody wants this. These are six tips. Is that correct? Did I get the number right?
Yes.
There's always some number of tips.
There's usually a number, yes.
There's usually that number is above 5 and, well, usually below 20, whatever the tips are on the Internet. This particular set of tips will help you to live a happier life.
According to Harvard researchers who followed 800 people.
Why is it always Harvard? I mean, do all the Ivy League schools get together? You never hear, according to Cornell research...
Shouldn't it be someplace in, like, New Orleans? I mean, are they really that happy at Harvard?
I don't know. I mean, perhaps.
Well,
when you sober up, New Orleans isn't that great either.
The researchers followed 800 people over the course of, quote, multiple decades, and according to Business Insider, found six things that make people live longer, happier lives.
All right. Color me skeptical here, but
yes.
Okay.
As am I, because a lot of times, you know, these lists of millionaires do these six things.
Yep.
People will flip it around and say, if you do these six things, you'll be a millionaire. Well, no, Bob that works at Dollar General, if you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but you keep your job at Dollar General, you're not making six figures next month.
No, that won't change anything.
Yeah, like, there are a lot of things that you have to do, but, you know, just waking up 3 hours earlier isn't going to automatically make you a millionaire.
Nah, it's probably going to help, though. I think it's a good place to start.
It might help, but if you're still working a minimum wage job, it's not doing anything.
The math isn't going to change anything. But hopefully, if you're getting up earlier, that means you're consuming fewer illicit substances, and those things are speed bumps on the way to success. Also, if you're getting up earlier, your mind has a chance to get working and doing stuff. You're much more likely to operate at top performance at work, so you're more likely to take your boss's job rather than your own. So I still recommend the getting up early.
I'm not saying it's not good advice.
Daryl, nobody's disagreeing with you. Please go on with your damn list.
Wow, you're an angry man.
Go ahead and give me some lists.
He needs the tips.
Business Insider says there's a lot of good advice on how to be happier or more productive or how to have a better relationship, but tips on how to improve your whole life, something that will last decades and experience countless unpredictable changes, those should be regarded with extreme skepticism. The only way to get some real good insight would be to follow a lot of people over the course of their lives and see what actually works. Luckily, someone did. The study of adult development combined three massive longitudinal studies, research projects that followed people from youth until old age.
You're killing me here. What are the tips?
No, I know. I think this is great, though. I think it's important to lay the foundation, is that this sounds like they're doing the right thing. Lots of people, a long time.
Right. The study from the actual study here, Aging Well, Surprising Guidepost to a Happier Life from the Landmark Study of Adult Development. The study of adult development is a rarity in medicine. For quite deliberately, it set out to study the lives of, well, not the sick. In doing so, it has integrated three cohorts of elderly men and women, all of whom have been studied continuously for 6 to 8 decades. For this, there's a sample of 268 socially advantaged Harvard graduates born about 1920, the longest prospective study of physical and mental health in the world. Second, there's a sample of 456 socially disadvantaged inner-city men born about 1930, the longest prospective study of blue-collar adult development in the world. Third, there's a sample of 90 middle-class intellectually gifted women born about 1910, the longest prospective study of women's development in the world.
Like, so no middle-class men. I am unrepresented in this study.
Like the proverbial half loaf of bread.
The way I just yelled at Daryl, I suppose it's a good idea.
Like the proverbial half loaf of bread, these studies are not perfect, but they present what they are, arguably the best lifelong study of adult development in the world. George Valentine is professor at Harvard Medical School and led the study for over 30 years. With almost a century of data on nearly 1,000 people, there are plenty of insights. Business Insider says, we'll cover the six big ones that can get you on your path to awesomeness. Remember, skimming blog post voids the warranty. If you don't read the whole thing and your life goes on to be awful, you'll know why.
I'm not sure there's a warranty anyway.
There's not, but it's funny nonetheless. Number one, avoid smoking and alcohol.
Oh, well, okay, I'm off.
Like, avoid like alcohol entirely?
Let's see what it says.
I don't smoke, but...
In both male cohorts, not being a heavy smoker before the age of 50 was the most important single predictive factor of health, physical aging, or rather a healthy physical aging. Among the college men, heavy smoking, more than a pack a day for 30 years, was 10 times more frequent among the prematurely dead than among the happy well.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That's good, right? They don't count dead as happy.
Yes. There might be some happy dead, but they're prematurely dead.
Hold on. Somebody wants to talk to me about my yelling here. Vernon from Louisiana. I've also insulted Louisiana, so.
Mark, you just made my day. I was sitting there almost yelling at my radio, and then all of a sudden you just kick it up and you just take care of what I was trying to say. So I'm so glad you're here through the winter. Please don't go back to Florida. Just stay on it, or if you go back to Florida, have this guy you in, because this show has got to have some balance with you. Thank you.
Mark's job, bringing voice to the a-holes of America. Thank you, Vernon. Thank you for the call.
I would dare say the entire universe. Yes, if a man stops smoking.
I am intergalactic space king.
By the age of 45, the effects of smoking, as much as one pack a day for 20 years, could at 70 or 80 no longer be discerned. And drinking too much doesn't only hurt your health. Over the long haul, it makes you less happy and screws up relationships.
Okay, well, how much is too much?
But that's always the question when it comes to alcohol. And if you can, if you can skirt the line, then you're just consuming alcohol and just having fun. But it's kind of like the smoking, only there's a much wider margin of fudging when it comes to alcohol. So smoking, most people died, and then a few of them made it to 70 or 80, and at that point it didn't seem to make a difference as far as smoking goes. Because there's that small percentage of people that can smoke, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a smoker, you are not one of those people. Stop today. And try vaporizing, try Chantix, try anything.
You know, it's amazing to me. My daughter is 15, and she goes to a boarding school, and she sees people take up smoking now, and it's just crazy to start.
It's not even cool.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe at the very least, you could have considered it cool when I was in school, but no, not even now.
Right, but see, kids have to do the opposite of what's cool, so if it's way not cool, then you totally have to do it.
Well, that's all right. Dying, not cool, or one of those. So they're going to do the opposite of living.
It's just unfortunate that cool encompasses things that are foolish. I mean, cool is fine as long as it's not foolish. Taking up smoking now, knowing what we know.
Yeah. Sadly. And I get, like, I was addicted to it, too, mm-hmm. and I did not feel like I had the power to quit.
But you quit before 45?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm 47.
All right. Then the effects at the age of 70 or 80 could no longer be concerned or discerned.
You'll be 70 or 80 soon.
You're good.
Yeah, yeah. We're just rushing headlong to 70 or 80.
It's only like next week, right?
Right. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about tips on living a happier life. If you've got a tip, well, let me know. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking about six tips for living a happier life. I want to tell you, well, one thing is going to help you live a happier life is when you have feel some level of security over your house and your possessions being, watched over. Well, you can do that with the Blink Home Security System, and it's so much easier, so much less costly. Pretty much every positive thing I could say about Blink, you set it up, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. The Blink Home Security System, for less than $100, you can get one of their systems, and we've got some deals here for you. I'll tell you about it. But for less than $100, you can get one of their systems. You can pay more and get more cameras, and that's great. But for less than $100, you can get one of their systems and set it up. If movement comes in front of it, it'll light up a LED light and record that for you, send it directly to your phone, or you can check in on it, just, like, I just want to look at my camera. You can just use your phone and go right through the camera. It sets up in minutes, and a AA battery will run it for 2 years. That's how much work it is. I never have to think about mine unless I get a little indicator, and usually that means the cat is out and about. So just go to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. It's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. The camera system makes a great holiday gift and a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off of all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd. While supplies last, BlinkProtect.com/FTL. It is an Amazon company. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
So, jumping back into the article here from Business Insider about a book that was published about a very extensive study done by Harvard University, where they followed over 800 people for several decades, and they compiled a list of, here are the things that the people that lived longer, happier lives did. And the first one was to avoid smoking and avoid alcohol.
I'd like to say alcohol abuse.
Right, and that's what they get into. Yeah. So, Laurel, you had asked the question, like,
how much is too much?
How much can I drink? They don't give an actual number, but they do say, some people drink because of various problems, but the study showed that alcohol is an independent cause of problems, not merely a result of problems. Prospective study reveals that alcohol abuse is a cause rather than a result of increased life stress or depression.
Yep.
And of downward social mobility. Alcohol abuse, unrelated to unhappy childhood, consistently predicted unsuccessful aging, and in part because alcoholism damaged future social support. They also mentioned maintaining a healthy weight also increased lifespan, and regular exercise boosted both longevity and happiness.
Are we still on number one, or is this number two?
Still on number one.
Okay.
So they combined really three different things in number one.
Things you put in your mouth.
Pretty much.
For 300,
well,
Alex?
Not exercise, though. You don't put exercise in your mouth.
But what did they mention? Exercise? No, they were eating, healthy eating.
It says maintaining a healthy weight.
I see.
So
to me, that was eating.
Right. So
you can exercise.
You can exercise
your butt
a lot
off and still get beat
right.
fast.
Well, but if you're only eating, 300 calories of Twinkies per day, you're eating absolutely horribly.
Yeah.
But you're going to, look healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not for long.
Keywords there, look healthy. You're not actually going to be healthy.
Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to share a couple of things that I did that. Helped me to get, a little healthier and a little happier.
Okay.
At one point I was, almost up to 400 pounds. I had gained a lot of weight, but, I started, swimming up back of my house. I have a river out there that's deep enough for me to, go in over my head and.
It's a deep river.
Exactly. And, everybody knows that river water is cold and it burns off thousands of calories.
That's true.
In the water.
Right. Your metabolism has to jump up in order to keep you from dying in the water. Now, the trick is to not stay in too long. Otherwise, the dying thing, your body's not able to stave that off anymore.
Right.
Well, I've also heard that if you're in water below a certain temperature, and I think it's 85 degrees, that you might lose weight, but your body is actually burning muscle because the fat is what keeps you warm.
I'd be really curious as to how that would happen. If you're moving your muscles, I'd like to hear more about that. Robert,
the second thing that I do, and I would encourage a lot of people to at least look into this, is consuming cannabis.
I suppose you haven't said smoking, all right?
Well, I mean,
plant material in your lungs isn't good.
I'm an ex-smoker, but I mean, I still smoke cannabis, but I want to go into, you know, either vaping or, you know, some kind of edibles or something like that. But I would certainly encourage people to look into, cannabis and the, you know, healthy things it can do. And, you know, there's other ways of being able to consume it other than smoking it.
Your results may vary.
This is not medical advice.
Thank you, Robert.
I don't think that I've ever seen anything that says that, you know, cannabis cures weight loss. I've heard people say all kinds of weird things about cannabis cures everything.
Well, I've heard that, like it's God's plant and all that sort of thing. However, what I would say is that it's, you know, medicine and it can help in certain circumstances, and if it helps, then it's healthier.
It's not a cure-all.
And I believe that cannabis increases your appetite. It's often used as an appetite stimulant.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Right. I'm looking for a weight loss.
Yeah,
I have
heard.
He didn't say weight loss. That I don't think.
I have heard that for people that suffer from various things that cause nausea, that the cannabis alleviates the nausea and allows them to actually eat.
That's healthier.
Yeah, for certain people. Number two on the list. I'm reading this verbatim. Years of education equal good.
Okay.
It's probably no surprise that on average, the Harvard men were healthier at age 70 than the underprivileged men. But here's the twist. If you compared only the guys from both groups who attended college, the difference vanished. The physical health of the 70-year-old inner-city men was as poor as that of the Harvard men at 80, but remarkably, the health of the college-educated inner-city men at 70 was as good as that as the Harvard men at age 70. This was in spite of the fact that their childhood social class, their tested IQ, their income, and the prestige of their colleges and jobs were markedly inferior to those of the Harvard men. Parity of education alone was enough to produce parity in physical health. This was not due to family income, and it wasn't due to IQ. Pursuing more education led to better habits and healthier lives.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So they did attempt to isolate IQ so that it wasn't part of their study, because that would have been the first thing I went to here.
And I went to money, that if you're more educated, you make more money, and a correlation.
Yeah.
But they said they accounted for that, so
yeah.
Interesting.
Adds here, the components of education that appeared to correlate with physical health and old age were self-care and perseverance, not IQ or income.
Mm.
Self-care and perseverance. Got it.
The ability to get stuff done.
Yeah. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Got tips on how to live a healthier life. Happier life, because healthy and happy tend to go together.
Happy and longer.
Yeah. 855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome.
In other news,
the man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're on number three of the six tips for living a happier life. And
happier and longer.
Happy and longer. Okay, yes.
Because one can live a happy life but die at 50.
Sure.
This list is talking about people that live to at least 80.
Right. Be happy, jump off a bridge at the same time. Then you will have a happy life, right? It's all the rest of it was happy.
No.
No. Save at purse.com, however, will make you happy because you're saving money. At saveatpurse.com, you can buy things at Amazon and get a very happy 20 to 30% off of everything you buy.
Yep.
Save at purse.com. Daryl, you've bought thousands of dollars worth of stuff over there. You've been doing it for years at this point. And, I mean, it's a great service. And now, admittedly, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but they've got instructional videos there. It's saveatpurse.com. Go there, sign up for your account, saveatpurse.com.
And I just pulled up. I've had 108 transactions that have gone through. I've got one that's currently open. Current savings, $1,030.93.
Nice.
Nice.
Not including...
Because you buy a lot of little things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not including the almost $3 that I'm saving on a Christmas present for Jackie.
Not very nice.
Yeah.
Save at purse.com. What is tip number three, Daryl?
Tip number three, and this is one that unfortunately is largely out of the hands of the people that were being studied, a happy childhood. They say how much someone was loved as a child predicted their adult income better than knowing what social class they were brought up in. From the book, Aging Well, Surprising Guideposts to a Happier Life, from the landmark study of adult development, for both the inner city men and the Harvard men, the best predictor of a high income was not their parents' social class, but whether their mother had made them feel loved.
So it's mother specifically. Dad doesn't need to be in the picture on this one.
It only specifies mother in this first sentence. Let me continue. They say many say that you can find out what someone is really made out of by seeing how they handle a really stressful situation. The study of adult development.
I always heard it was dial-up speed internet.
That could be a stressful situation. The study of adult development found that the people who aged the best had coped well with something so horrific you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. Adolescence. The book, again, says, again, as I have followed the lives of the inner city men, one of the best indicators of successful aging was how well they had adapted in junior high school. Of the 150 inner city men with the best scores for coping in junior high school, 56 were among the happy well, and only 13 were among the sad sick. Of the 19 inner city men with the lowest scores for adolescent adaptation, only a single man was among the happy well, and 11 men, three-fifths, were among the sad sick or prematurely dead. Successful adolescence predicted successful old age.
Okay, so this brings us up to a really important point. It says that how well they adapted at high school.
Junior high school.
So this is where the school system comes in, and I think it is really important. This is one of the things I really focused on with my kids. It wasn't just about their education, the quality of the education. It was also the experience that they were having at the school. And this is why, to me, it was so important to be able to move the children to wherever I thought they would be happiest and not what the public school system assigned them to.
Right.
Because that might not be the right place for them.
Chances are good. I mean, statistically, what's the likelihood of you being born in the geopolitical designation of the school that is best for your kid?
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to make it. They're going to try to make those schools all as similar as they can. Obviously,
right.
They can't because of they've all got different students and different teachers in them. They're going to try to make them as similar as possible, and usually that similarity has an institutionality to it.
And
right.
Even if they did manage to make them all exactly the same, that, I think, means that they're not going to be good for every student because one size does not fit all.
Right.
But the environment that's good for one kid is going to be the wrong environment for another kid.
And, of course, Amazon doesn't sell time machines yet, so saying you should have picked better parents isn't helpful. So if your childhood was less than perfect and your adolescence felt like a bad reality show, does that mean you're doomed? No. What went right in childhood was more predictive than what went wrong. The book again says a warm childhood, like a rich father, tended to inoculate the men against future pain, but a bleak childhood, such as with a poverty-stricken father, did not condemn either the Harvard or the inner-city men to misery. Perhaps the best summary statement is, what goes right in childhood predicts the future far better than what goes wrong.
But even if you can't change your childhood because it's in the past and you had no control over it, you can't affect the childhood of your children. So it's something to keep in mind for your own children,
right,
if not for yourself.
Right. And this doesn't mean being a good parent. This just means being a loving parent. You're going to make... Parenthood is a series of mistakes, and
that's true.
Yeah, right. And pre-parenthood, the series before, is just a period of time where you discern the mistakes that your parents made. The mistakes are going to be made here. It's really just about loving your kids, and most people can pull that off.
Continuing on, skipping down a little bit, it says a good marriage at age 50 predicted positive aging at age 80. After following disadvantaged Hawaiian youth for almost half a century, Emmy Werner explained that, quote, the most salient turning points for most of the troubled individuals, however, were meeting a caring friend and marrying an accepting spouse. We need love at every age, but a warm childhood is a great blessing, as with so many other things in life, better late than never. Which leads into number four, relationships. Plenty of men and women who had smarts and family wealth didn't fare well, and many who had fewer advantages did just fine. It was people's ability to deal with others that made the biggest difference. The book says the lives of all three cohorts repeatedly demonstrated that it was social aptitude, something called emotional intelligence, not intellectual brilliance or parental social class, that leads to a well-adapted old age.
Yes, I can tell you for certain that being highly intelligent does not necessarily make you happy.
Successful aging means giving to others joyously, even whenever one is able. Receiving from others gratefully whenever one needs it, and being greedy enough to develop one's own self in between.
Yeah, I think that gift acceptance, anybody can give a gift. That's a relatively easy thing to do. But accepting a gift that's given to you gracefully is a sign of a person who has, slid well into adulthood. Yeah, thank you. You thank the person, you look them in the eye, and you accept the gift. You know, no. Like, you know, the no thing. Everybody, giving gifts is great, and people want to be able to give gifts. Allow them to give them to you.
Right.
This is why I prefer to open the gift when they're not there, so that when they give it to me and it's in the wrapping paper, it's easier for me to pretend how much I love it before I've opened it. Thank you so much. And then I can open it in private. Like, oh, God.
So what's one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to relationships?
Going for beauty over a good match.
No.
Okay.
Not working hard enough to create new ones when the old ones fade away.
Okay.
So they're not talking about just romantic relationships here. They're talking about all types of relationships with various people.
So we sort of have to accept that we are going to drift away from people.
Yes.
And we have to constantly be forming new relationships.
Successful aging requires continuing to learn new things and continuing to take people in. A widening social radius at age 50 was just as important to successful psychosocial aging as emotional maturity.
I wonder, though, whether this is a particularly American thing, because in a lot of parts of the world, people have one social area because they're in the same town. And they stay there their whole lives.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is an American thing.
Maybe. I'm not really sure.
I wonder whether it's just sort of a jaded and callous thing. As I get older, I have more finely tuned my opinions on people's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like a wide variety of behavior, and now I cast a wide, much of that wide variety of behavior is just bad. And so, when I see people, even in my age group, with that behavior, I'm like,
I don't know. I think I've been pretty judgmental the whole time.
I'm pretty judgmental, yeah. 855-450-3733. Up next, judgmentalness and your happiness. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's not exactly judgmental, but it's close.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. We're going through a list of 6 tips for living a longer and healthier life. I believe we're on tip number 4?
5.
5.
So let me run through 1 through 4 real quick. Number 1 was avoid smoking and excessive drinking. I'm adding in the word excessive.
Because that's what it meant.
Right. They talk about alcohol abuse, not just having a glass of wine once a week or once a night or something. Now, if that is abusive for you, then avoid that. But, you know, they're really talking about, you know, something akin to alcoholism. Number 2, but with the smoking, they're talking about
just smoking.
Just one pack a day.
Smoking cigarettes is an addiction.
Yeah. Number 2, they say more education is better. Even removing the different socioeconomic backgrounds, the IQs, just, you know, if you went to college, doesn't matter where you went to college, at the age of 80, you're basically going to be as in good shape and as happy as anybody else that went to college and lived to the age of 80. Number 3, happy childhood. And again, they say, you know, like you can't build a time machine to undo things, but the sooner you realize to, you know, basically accept the good that has happened, the better. Number 4 on the list is relationships, and not just romantic, but all different types of relationships. And again, the most important thing is creating new relationships when old ones fade away. So, you know, friends move for whatever reason, find new friends. Number five, coping skills. Using mature defenses, basically that means how you respond to painful thoughts and feelings produced by difficult people, and this occasional horror show we call life. When things don't go your way, teenagers scream and pout and blame everyone but themselves. However, when
and people, sometimes presidents.
When people become adults, well, sometimes they still scream and pout and blame everyone but themselves. And this does not lead to good things. How you cope with the inevitable problems of life has a far-reaching long-term consequence. The book says in both samples, mature defenses were common among the happy well and virtually absent among the sad sick. Blaming others, being passive-aggressive, living in denial, acting out, and retreating into fantasy were all maladaptive coping mechanisms associated with poor outcomes. The four mature coping strategies are not only associated with maturity, but they can be reframed as virtues. Such virtues, they say, can include doing as one would be done by altruism, artistic creation to resolve conflict and spinning straw into gold, or sublimation, suppression, which they define as a stiff upper lip, patience, seeing the bright side, and finally, humor, the ability to not take oneself too seriously, Mr. King of whatever. These latter behaviors are the very stuff of which Victorian morality plays are made, and they provide antidotes to narcissism.
This is why dark humor is so important, is that it's one of the healthiest ways to to deal with difficult situations.
Yeah, I like the stiff upper lip part of this. I mean, so suppression of emotions doesn't get the credit it deserves. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you need to suppress your emotions. I know, everybody said let it all out. They were wrong.
It depends on what it is. You know,
yeah, they're wrong.
Sometimes you need to temporarily suppress until you get to another location.
Yes.
I'm of the opinion that, I read this someplace, and it really resonated for me, that there basically, there isn't a catharsis to just sort of, letting go of your emotions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't result in you getting over it more quickly. It doesn't result in you being able to deal with problems in the future. That basically what it is you either act like an a-hole whenever the motion strikes you, or you don't, and then whatever happens later. This Hollywood thing about suppressing your emotions and somehow that leads to all kinds of problems in your future, I don't think so.
I think for everybody, the best thing to do is be very conscious when your stress is being relieved and what is causing it to be relieved, and then try to repeat that the next time. So sort of pay attention to your own emotions and realize what does make you feel better. I was very surprised when I started becoming more conscious of this, that what made me feel better was to list out what I have to get done and get a couple of those things done, and then I felt better.
That's great.
So, I would recommend that to everybody. Be conscious of what it is that makes you feel better and try to do that as much as possible.
And they say, so if you learn to use mature coping skills and don't act like a selfish brat, you're ahead of the game. But those who truly thrived took it to a whole nother level. And number six.
Hold on, before you go on, I've got another coping skill that I use for stress. So at some point I had to decide, look, like there was different tasks that I had to do. Some tasks were more like, business oriented. I had to call this client or, do that particular thing or whatever. In other cases, it was I had to take out the trash, or I had to, fix a shelf, or do all kinds of things, and, maybe take the car to the shop. There's always tasks. And just because I was switching between types of tasks did not mean that I was getting stress relief. For me, it took basically hiking in the woods or
rolling around with sweaty guys.
There's that, too. Yeah, that would have agreed.
Jiu-jitsu, everybody. I'm talking about jiu-jitsu.
They do get sweaty. And, Quaker meeting, so meditation, things like that.
Hold on, you roll around with sweaty guys at the Quaker meeting, too?
I think I don't. And but
I don't know what happens at Quaker meeting. I've never been.
Hiking, for me, really, I had to set aside time to not achieve things, to not get things done. I needed, this is a time for peaceful, contemplation as opposed to time for getting things done. And what I found is I was getting just many things done But I was the stress levels were decreasing.
So number six, they've actually created a word. Generativity.
This sounds like a bad idea. All right. Generativity.
Generativity is giving back.
Okay.
They say generativity means building community. Depending on the opportunities that the society makes available, generativity can mean serving as a consultant, a guide, a mentor, or a coach to young adults in the larger society. Research reveals that between age 30 to 45, our need for achievement declines and our need for community and affiliation increases.
Okay.
When you're young, you're selfish, and that's okay. We need to figure the world out, we need to figure ourselves out, and we need to build a life. But when that's done, the best way to selfishly improve your life is to be unselfish and focus on helping those around you. The book, again, Aging Well, Surprising Guideposts to a Happier Life from the Landmark Study of Adult Development, says among all three sampled generative men and women at 50 were 3 to 6 times as likely to be among the happy well in old age as among the sad sick. In all three study cohorts, mastery of generativity tripled the chances that the decade of the 70s, that being their age, not 1970s, would be for these men and women a time of joy and not despair. So they say build the first few, or spend the first few decades building a good life and a well-rounded self, and then spend the remaining decades sharing with others what you have gained and what you have learned.
Now, it's from 30 to 45, they expect you to begin sharing what you've learned. I mean, I feel like I was just at 30. I was just beginning to learn things. I don't know that I could have.
Mark, you're currently sharing things that you have learned with your son. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, like teaching classes at Harvard University.
No, I mean, but they did mention mentorship and
right,
that sort of thing. And there's it's a big commitment.
Being a consultant, a guide, a mentor, or a coach.
Sure. So that's the that was number six, right?
That was number six, and then they have
so
a summary where they
be happy,
where they basically just, you know, recap each one again, avoid smoking and excessive drinking, get a good education, basically. They do specifically mention college, but it doesn't matter what the college is, whether it's prestigious or not prestigious, just the fact that people went to college, they tended to be happier and live longer. Happy childhood is very important. Relationships, again, not just romantic. Having good coping skills, and then generativity.
Do I just have to walk in the door of the college in order to get this benefit, or do I have to have graduated the college?
Because they don't mention graduation,
okay,
but they do mention attending, okay, which I think means at least paying for tuition once or twice. But I have been to Duke.
Right. So did you see a basketball game?
No. Oh. Got a campus tour.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.